Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we're taking a closer look at Montrose County School District's stride towards a new school model aimed at overcoming current challenges. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we're taking a closer look at Montrose County School District's stride towards a new school model aimed at overcoming current challenges. This move, spearheaded by Superintendent Dr. Carrie Stevenson, could revolutionize the way education is delivered in Montrose. The urgency of this shift is highlighted by some startling statistics shared by Stevenson. The district faces a notable dilemma. Over 2,000 students are being taught by teachers either inexperienced or working under emergency credentials. This scenario represents nearly 20% of the teaching force, underscoring a growing trend that diverges sharply from the landscape a decade ago. Additionally, academic performance metrics indicate only 38% of students from 3rd through 8th grade meet or exceed language arts benchmarks. Addressing these concerns, Stevenson introduces the Teaching and Learning Academy, an approach leveraging the collective strengths of experienced and less experienced educators. This model envisions a collaborative teaching environment where a seasoned lead teacher works alongside a colleague, supported by an instructional facilitator and an assistant. A key component of this strategy involves a partnership with Colorado Mesa University, aiming to create a seamless educational pathway from high school through to a bachelor's degree in education. Despite the promise of this innovative approach, it has sparked a mix of anticipation and apprehension among educators and parents alike. As the district prepares for a critical board meeting to discuss further support for this initiative, Stevenson remains optimistic yet realistic about the journey ahead. The success of the Teaching and Learning Academy hinges not just on institutional approval, but on the broader acceptance and engagement of the Montrose community. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, a Ridgeway soldier's remains was recently identified after being removed and tested at Lorraine American Cemetery in France. James McCartney was a 22-year-old soldier who was killed in action in 1945 during World War II. After years of research and investigation into soldiers missing from combat in the area, historians identified a connection to McCartney through remains. McCartney's name, previously recorded on the walls of the missing at Epinal American Cemetery, will now be marked with a rosette to indicate he has been accounted for. His burial is scheduled for March 30th in Bakersfield, California. This identification marks the end of a long search and provides closure to McCartney's family, honoring his service and sacrifice during World War II. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.